listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
With Bitcoin making a new all-time high for the first time in 3 years and gold correcting, there are now new worries amongst the gold faithful that Bitcoin is going to replace gold. The question is not will Bitcoin replace gold, but will Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies prevent gold from rising and fulfilling its potential? The answer to both is no. Don't worry, gold bugs. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency will not replace gold. Gold has been money for 5,000 years, as we know. It fits the properties of money. That's why. Bitcoin and crypto do not, because they lack intrinsic value. However, Bitcoin and crypto may have a future as a currency. It's in the name, cryptocurrency. There is a difference between money and currency. JP Morgan said, gold is money, everything else is credit. But I digress. This question surrounding Bitcoin hurting gold also came up in 2017 when Bitcoin was surging and gold was not. Gold's fundamentals then were not bullish and didn't become bullish until the Fed shifted course and policy in late 2018. That's when gold bottomed and it surged when the Fed started its rate cuts the next year. Now, gold is simply correcting after a huge run. That has little to do with Bitcoin, which has gone vertical recently. Let's analyze Bitcoin and correlations. Some have said it trades like a tech stock. Bitcoin went parabolic in the second half of 2017. The NASDAQ was surging while gold had failed to break out and was consolidating. Now, Bitcoin has gone somewhat parabolic in the last 2 months, a time in which gold has been correcting. And during the same time, the NASDAQ has consolidated, but now it's begun to break higher from that consolidation. If you run the numbers, there isn't a huge difference as to the tech sector or gold being a bigger driver for Bitcoin, as far as the correlations. But anecdotally, I find the tech sector to be the slightly bigger driver. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is unique in that it can be considered a technology as well as a currency. Now, circling back to gold, crypto is not a threat and won't prevent gold from rising. Only negative fundamental developments will do that. Moreover, the kinds of investors that buy gold, and I'm talking about family offices, sovereign wealth funds, and ultra-high net worth investors, are not going to abandon gold. They could end up owning gold and cryptocurrency, but they are not going to abandon gold. In summary, don't worry about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency hurting gold or preventing it from reaching its potential. That would only happen if there's negative fundamental developments, which I have no expectation of.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.